Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here we go.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC tonight. How are we doing tonight, everybody? I don't know if there's technical difficulties. I hope everyone can hear me, but I would like to state that this is your host with the most, the babyface you love to hate, AJ Atticus. Alongside me is, as always, the general, the head admin, DeJuan Mills, and one, the only, Richard Priest. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
It is Richard Priest. Thank you.
I swear that's what I'm saying every single week, but whatever. How are we, boys?
I'm loud and clear. I can hear. Intern Timmy.
Hey, it was Monday. It's Monday. Things happen. But I'm on loud and clear with the FWC tonight. I am doing great, boys. What's popping? What's going down? How was your weekend, fellas?
Oh, I had a wonderful weekend. Just hung out with family and friends and just enjoyed myself.
Now, would that family consider your brother?
No. No, he's been away from the family for a while. So, yeah. Nothing super amazing on his end, but... yeah, we haven't heard from him for a while. Well, I mean, last time anyone from my family has heard from him was when he was on the show. So, what about you, Richard? Did you have a good weekend? Did you do anything besides sit and look at yourself in the mirror all the time?
I took one of my fiancés to Greece this weekend.
You went where?
Oh, really? Where?
Where did you go, Richard? Did we lose Richard Priest?
We might have.
Can you hear me now?
If you ask me.
Oh, we can hear you now. Yes, I can hear you now.
I was saying I took one of my lovely fiancés to Greece this weekend.
Okay, see, that's what I thought.
But don't tell my wife.
One of your fiancés? How many do you have?
Yeah. But don't tell my wife.
I think you told yourself, okay, dude. You are on live. You're like on live podcast radio now in front of millions of listening. So, I'm not in that, AJ. I'm not in that, bro.
Me either. Look. Let's move on from whatever he's got going on in his personal life. And you know what? Let's just go on with the show. I just wow. DeJuan, did you? I'm sure you probably had an eventful weekend. At least something a little bit better than Richard.
Oh, I had a great, awesome weekend, man. You know how I do, man. Family, man. Loving the city, man. Beautiful weekend here in Kansas City. Things were exciting, man, this weekend. But you know, as well as people here in Kansas City know, what we was all waiting on, baby, for the past 2 days. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, WWE Raw, legit, was broadcast live from Kansas City, Missouri at the Sprint Center. We had a few people in the FWWC that were down there. My man from the board of directors, Renee Martinez, was in attendance. I think Redneck Ray was there. A couple other guys, man, was down at the Sprint Center watching Raw in action live. We love when WWE comes to Kansas City. But, guys, you know what we love even more than WWE television programming? Can you guys guess?
What we love?
FWWC Raw Live Challenges. We love that a little bit more, man. I mean, you know, we appreciate what goes on television, on WWE programming. But you know what? When it comes to the FWWC, when it comes to fantasy wrestling, when it comes to what this group is about, that is more exciting than anything else. So we had a few matches tonight. A few matches had a few implications, man. How about we get into that?
Ooh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, we had a couple matches that had some implications on them, but then we had a couple that also didn't. Let's point out one. We had, I guess, you know what? He always wants us to refer to him as this, and I have been back and forth on doing it, but you know what? Tonight he showed a little bit more aggression than what I usually seen from him. So I have to give it to him. La Familia's own, the legend, Nightmare Jones, as he defeated, obviously, a favorite of our head admin, D. Rain, in a single one-on-one match. Basically, Deodric Rain was running his mouth as he usually does and stating, like, you know, about Nightmare Jones being a legend. I think tonight, Nightmare Jones kind of gave him a little bit of a run for his money and kind of showed him why maybe we should start referring to him as the legend Nightmare Jones. He changed my mind, I'll tell you that.
Is anybody really surprised that a member of La Familia beat a member of the Steampunk Collective?
I mean, it's back and forth. There have been Steampunk Collectives that beat La Familia. I mean, if you want to talk about that, we can go down the list to another match that happened tonight when Steampunk Collective's Tank beat La Familia's Voodoo Master. And Tank, the UFC star that people have been talking down upon, and now he not only is one of the first ever UXT tag team champions, but then he took out one of the most recent intercontinental champions, the longest reigning intercontinental champion, the legend known as Voodoo Master.
You know, Voodoo Master is not 100% after that match he just had with Arden Murphy. That's probably the only reason Tank beat him tonight.
You can't discount a victory. I mean, a victory is a victory. If somebody from the Steampunk Collective was beaten up, you'd be like, oh, well, you know what, he should have been at the top of his game, just as anybody who accepts the match. So whether it's Collective, whether it's La Familia, whether it's Joker's Wild, whether it's someone who's not affiliated, a win is a win, a loss is a loss.
You know what, I have to agree, man. Anybody has been paying attention to the FWWC in general, this past weekend there was a lot of conversation going back and forth. I mean, promo after promo, thread after thread, talk after talk, like almost going into the 2 day mark. La Familia, Steampunk, La Familia, other affiliates, man. I'm telling you guys, it's been real busy. But it all led up to tonight, man. And hey, my man Tank walked away with the victory. That's all that matters at this point.
Absolutely. And same with Nightmare Jones. He walked away with the victory. It was a great match put on by all four of these men. In their separate matches, they did a great job. So, yes, the legend, Nightmare Jones, won, but the legend, Master, lost. So, just going to leave it at that.
All right, well, let's move on to some other matches.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know what, let's move on to one that actually had a pretty big implication leading into it. So we have the mysterious Vincent Knight still really, you could say a tie is a tarnish on his record, but I feel ties are considered like just kind of squash matches. No man won, no man lost. I don't feel it's a win-loss to a record. So I will still state we have the undefeated Vincent Knight, who beat the heel deal once again. And this match did have implications. Heel deal, in order to become a number one contender for the UFC championship, would have to win both of his matches against Vincent Knight. So by losing this, he has lost his running for the number one contendership for the UFC title. And I, for one, feel that that at least would move Vincent Knight up to be in a match for a number one contendership. I think, if not make him a number one contender, at least put him in a match for the number one contendership.
Yeah,
I'd have to agree. If not, go ahead, boss.
I mean, if you look down at the list of the people who have gone up against Vincent Knight, I mean, Heel Deal has lost to him three times. I mean, there was no third time lucky. It was third time loser. He's beaten even Heel Deal's own tag team partner, Robert. He's beaten the Steampunk Collective member, Tank. The legend, La Familia's own multiple time champion, Nightmare Jones. And Corbin Slater. Corbin Slater is the only one that took Heel Deal, or sorry, took Vincent Knight to the limit. And that's the reason why he has that one draw blemish on his record. Right now, that this kid is sitting at 7-0-1. I don't know about anybody else. I haven't been here long enough. Juan, maybe you might know this, but have you seen any rookie come out this hot? Vincent Knight has.
I have no idea, but I'm getting word that we got Vincent Knight on the line. I want to know who this guy is, period. Intern Timmy, is Vincent Knight on the line? Can we get him in? Can we get him in, please?
Hello, Mr. Knight.
I've been waiting to hear something from Vincent Knight. Vincent Knight, are you there?
This is like the fourth time this guy's done this to us.
Right. It's like
yeah,
you're scared to get on the red, get on the air. What's up?
Maybe he's scared of what?
So maybe he's scared of you.
Why would he be afraid of me?
I don't know. Have you looked in a mirror lately?
I mean, I guess if you look at it, the only other person who has an undefeated run in UFC is myself. Mine's not as impressive as his because I was retired and brought to the show, but I am 2-0. I mean, you know, that might be something. Maybe there might be something between me and Vincent Knight. I don't know. But you know what?
I was going to say this much, man. This is the FWC tonight, okay? And as much as we want our people to respect us, Vincent Knight, you've done us for the fourth time trying to come on our show and not say anything. So here's the deal. I'm going to put a bounty on Vincent Knight's head. I want to know who Vincent Knight is. Whoever can let me know who Vincent Knight is will get their way in the SummerSlam on me. It's that serious. Bring me the identity of Vincent Knight. And you get into our SummerSlam party coming up here in a couple months on me, on the head admin. Why? Because I'm the head admin and I can do that. And I want to know who this disrespectful bastard is that keep calling in our show and not saying a darn word. Vincent Knight, you screwed us for the last time. You heard me correctly, FWC tonight. I want to know the identity of Vincent Knight because this joker thinks he can try to call on our show and mock us like we're imbeciles. Not so. Bring me Vincent Knight, you get in SummerSlam. That's all I got to say about that.
Ooh, FWC, you hear first.
Actually, Dewan, I have breaking news for you, sir. Intern Timmy is Vincent Knight.
Well, I highly doubt that because, I mean, Intern Timmy can't even play the right theme music. How could he be undefeated in matchup?
Dumb luck.
Right. Nice try, Rashard. Nice try.
That's anyway, almost like saying that Vincent Knight is Battle Cat. We all know that's not true. But you know what?
Ridiculous.
We can sit here and we can talk about who we think Vincent Knight is for hours because, I mean, there are multiple people we could go on, and we still have more matches to cover. Speaking
sure
of
do.
Which, Rashad, you actually brought this gentleman up, being the only man to take Vincent Knight to his limits. Corbin, the Metal Maniac, Slater, beat Danny Lane, who Danny Lane has been talking crap about the Steampunk Collective and how they're garbage, yet the last two people he has faced, being Steampunk Collective people, have beat him. One, my brother Masker, beating him for the UXT Championship, and now tonight, Corbin Slater beating him yet again. And yet in Danny Lane's last promo, he was talking about how he was going to run through the Steampunk Collective. And here he is now. He's faced two of them and lost to Bull. Rashard?
What?
Danny Lane versus Corbin Slater. I literally just went on a whole rant.
I beat both of those guys a couple times when I was down in the UXT. Yes.
Well, that wasn't the question. The question was, is what do you think about the fact of Danny Lane stating he was going to run through the Steampunk Collective, yet the last two people he has faced were from the Steampunk Collective, Masker beating him for the UXT title, and now Corbin Slater beating him tonight on Monday Night Raw. Do you feel like Danny Lane should continue his quest of trying to run through them all, or has he already proven that it's not in his cards by losing to two of them?
Danny Lane is just a bitter former champion. You know, he lost to your ugly-looking brother. He lost tonight to another bitter champion, Corbin Slater. You know, Danny Lane, I think, is to the point where he needs to go to the board of directors, get a new start, and hopefully get moved up to the main roster and see what life on the main roster can do for him.
Exactly. You know what? That's actually a good point, because his whole deal was that the VOD had already given him the call-up. They have already stated that the call-up was there, and Danny Lane said, no, I want to win the UXT title. Now he has done it, he has lost it, and then he's gone on to another UXT match, and he lost that as well. And I don't think that disproves him of being able to be called up. I just think his time in UXT is over. I think it's time for him to be called up. It's time for him to go after belts he hasn't held. You know, it's time for, I guess, a veteran in Danny Lane kind of to be taken out of the UXT. Why does he want to run with the new guys still?
Because it's probably the only guys he could beat.
That's a possibility. But it's proven, again, maybe not. He's lost to the last two. But moving on, we had another champ. Well, we had a champ versus champ as a tag team and women's champion, the Marvelous Missy, took on the hardcore champion, Mason the Mechanic Murray. Now, Mason was victorious in this match. But, I mean, he's kind of been bringing a lot of heat on himself, kind of like Deodric Rain has lately, by putting people down and throwing them out. And, you know, it's just been really, really rough for him, I think. You know, he's kind of, I don't know if I could say he's been turning heel, or has he been staying face?
Well, honestly, in my opinion, man, I think it has everything to do with that hardcore title and what it represents, man. I mean, as a hardcore champion, you got to have that kind of attitude. You know, as a hardcore champion, as a guy in the FWC, you got to have that extra, you know, energy, if you will, that extra niche, if you will. You know, you just can't be happy-go-lucky every single day. No, you're representing one of the most violent, one of the most unorthodox championships that the FWC has to offer. So, in my honest opinion, yeah, Mason has had a discreet attitude change. But he will deserve it. You know what I'm saying? He can do that. And coming up in Payback, I know for a fact that he's going to be defending against another La Familia member. And he needs to be prepared. He needs to be ready. And tonight was just a stepping stone towards that. So that's my opinion about my man, Mason Mechanic Murray.
Absolutely. Rashard, do you have any thoughts on this match that happened? I mean, you probably would be like, he's a UXT guy, so I don't pay much attention to him. But he is a hardcore champion, which is a UFC and main roster title. Anyone is available to go for that. So what would you say about that?
Go after the hardcore title. I'm not a hardcore guy personally, but I believe since Mason, what's his name, won that title. I think the fact that now he's a champion, it's going to his head. And eventually somebody's going to end up putting their boot in his mouth and cutting him up.
Yeah, I mean, it's likely.
Hey, I'm hearing rumors. Do we have Mason on the line? Is he? Can intern tell me get this one right? Do we have Mason McKenna Murray on the line right now? Can we get him through?
Hello?
Hey, Mason, are you there, sir? Can you hear us loud and clear? You're on FWC tonight. Welcome, sir.
Yes, sir. I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Man, I can hear you clear like a referee whistle. What's going on? Congratulations on your victory tonight, man. Yeah. So, again, congratulations. Payback this Sunday, man, in the FWC. You are defending your hardcore championship. Let me ask you a question, man. Are you prepared for this match? And tonight's match gets you a little bit more prepared to go into Sunday at Payback.
Well, sir, I put it to you like this. Tonight, when I faced Missy, I got to hand it to her. She did give me a run for my money. She was a hard-fought competitor. But, as always, I became victorious. Now, I just want to say something real quick. I know I got a lot of heat on me right now. A lot of people are butt hurt, but I'm just stating facts. I'm just telling the truth. Okay? So that statement's done nowhere. If I'm going to go ahead and go to this Sunday pay-per-view Payback, I'll be going up against Curt Malice. Now, he's former U.S. champion, former tag champion, I believe, or did this, that, and the other in the past. Well, guess what? I commend him on winning the championships in the past, but that was the past. This is now. He's going to have to face me in the ring for the Hardcore Championship this Sunday, and it ain't going to be no easy task, I can guarantee you. And I am more than prepared for this. Just like I've said before, I was born for this.
I thought you were born to date your cousin.
I'm sorry, what was that, Dick?
Oh. I thought you were born to date your cousin there, sir.
I'm sorry, I can't hear the words that's coming out of your mouth. It sounds like a bunch of shit to me.
It's probably because you're out in nowhere. You probably don't have a good signal.
Got him! Got him!
I honestly feel like that little soundbite could have been played like 3 or 4 times through your guys' little firing back and forth. I feel like, you know, Rashad Priest, you're saying like that you're not into hardcore, but it seems like, you know, maybe the hardcore champion is picking a fight with you.
He couldn't handle it.
No,
he's not hardcore. He's soft core.
I think Corbin's still a little banged up from the last time he got in the ring with me and lost.
Who?
You say Corbin? We're talking to Mason.
I don't know. All
man, I must have knocked the shit out of him. He don't even know who the hell I am.
All I know is I've beaten you. Next caller.
No, not next caller. I've beaten you, too. We're 1-1. Let's settle this.
You seem like you have a lot of unfinished business because you still have a match with Massacre that you ducked out of that hasn't been rescheduled yet. And now you're 1-1.
Anytime, anywhere.
So I feel
The BOD is the one that schedules me the fights. I call people out. I was going to call out Vince at night next Monday because I understand he comes on here, he calls, and then he doesn't say anything. And so I was going to say, okay, well, I'll face him next Monday, and if I win, he'll have to come on here to the podcast and say something or, you know, be out for a month. I'm just suggesting that. I'm not the BOD. I'm not the one that makes the decisions, but that's just my offer.
Well, you know, I might have an opening in my schedule come Survivor Series here that I could probably squeeze you in.
Well,
that's all the way in freaking November.
Let me tell you something. I am the I am the special advisor to the BOD, and I will relay that message to the BOD about the match you want against Vincent Knight.
I appreciate that.
Absolutely. I think
See,
that
I
sounds
can
like
be a nice guy.
I can sometimes be a nice guy. Sometimes.
Especially
matters. Yeah, I have a group, but it's okay. It's okay. I figure I'll mention it this week before Richard restarts.
Mention what? I'm a nice guy? Thank you.
No, that the steampunks kicked me out of the group, but I can still be nice to them.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
called
now,
respect.
And,
that's
and
something
they
that Richard
out,
Priest don't have.
Exactly. It business was business, and it's fine.
All right. Well, I think it's time we move on. We still got a lot of show to do.
Yes, we got a lot of show. We still got one more match to cover. We got a lot of callers on the line. Mason, we appreciate you calling in. Congratulations on your victory, and good luck in your future here in the FWWC. Ladies and gentlemen, moving on. I do believe I don't know if we should bring this caller on right now. We did talk about him, but he's kind of – you know what, Richard? I'm going to let you kind of have final word in this too. Me and you are going to make this decision because he's cut us off the past 2 weeks. But I am getting word that we have Nightmare Jones on the line. Richard, do you feel like we should let him on, considering his actions the last 2 weeks?
No, I'm to the point, law familiar brother or not, Nightmare Jones can go take a hike. I tell him he can take a long walk up a short pier, but I don't think there's a pier shorter than Nightmare Jones.
Gentlemen, I'm trying to be nice tonight. I'm not going to be mean. I'm trying to be nice tonight. How are you gentlemen tonight?
I am doing fine, the legend Nightmare Jones. Congratulations on your victory.
Well, thank you. I told everybody what was going to happen. I finally shut up that little rodent, Deodric Lane, once and for all. Of course, he had to take the coward's way out like he is. And run out of the ring because he couldn't face the pinfall. But yes, I did win tonight. It's a very good night.
Now I would like to say, obviously, you know, you did win tonight, and I mean, as we all would like to think that, you know, with you winning, it would shut Deodric up. But I feel like he is a man who is in his own world, so he will continue to do what he does best, and that is run his mouth. So I don't feel like we've heard the end of it yet.
Sure that we probably haven't. I'm sure that he's gonna pop up somewhere. He's gonna pop up out of some gutter somewhere. I mean, and then somebody else will beat him, and then he'll disappear, and then he'll come back again. It's okay. It's all right.
Well, yeah. I
was glad to see that we did have that exhibition midget match tonight between you and Deodric there, Nightmare Jones. That was probably a classic on its own.
Now, Richard Priest, you and I may be La Familia members. We may be your brothers, but don't be calling me a midget now. I'm by no means a midget.
I'm sorry, sir. I have that problem because a lot of people are shorter than me.
Look, I don't want any disrespect thrown at you. I do understand you both have what people call height issues, but you know what? It's fine. I will not disrespect and call either one of you midgets. Just, you're a little bit shorter than most people in the chapter.
It's more or less vertically challenged, but I'm still taller than Deodric Lane, so, you know, he's still the shortest competitor in the group. I will say
that. You know, maybe we should, do you know how we've seen matches where it's been like, you know, arm wrestling matches or something? Maybe we should just have one where You guys come out there, we measure it, and whoever's the tallest is the winner.
There you go. But, gentlemen, I'm going to leave you now. You're lucky that you caught me in a good mood tonight. Is there anything else before I walk away and continue my celebration?
Yeah. I got a question for you, Nightmare Jones. I got a question for him. Is the only reason you come on the show every week is this so that you're not on the milk carton moment?
No, because why would I be on the milk carton? Why would I be on the milk carton moment? Do you realize what would happen to the show if I was on a milk carton moment? Do you realize when you all disrespected me, I came on the show and I put everybody on timeout. Do you realize if you ever put me on the milk carton moment of the week, the show will be over for the entire night. I will take over your show for the entire night, and there won't be anything that you will be able to do about it. That would not be a smart idea. Now, I was in a good mood until you asked me that ridiculous question. Anything else?
I got nothing.
I got nothing either.
Good day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to our final match because I know we have one of these people who competed in this match on the line. So let's go through this match real quick. It was our last match of the night. It was for the number one contendership for the U.S. the United States Championship. And in order to become the number one contender, you had to score more points than the champion himself. And that was a match between La Familia's own Big Beard Kenny, El Luchador de KC, and our champion, Kronos, the Titan of Time, in which this match, Big Beard Kenny came out victorious and is now our number one contender for the United States Championship. What?
AJ, that is La Familia's own Big Beard Kenny.
Yeah, I got that. I said that the first time. I'm not going to say it every single time. Like we've stated, we have a show we have to get through, adding more and more to people's names. Eventually, I'm going to be La Familia's own, the legend championship of all champions, long-time reigning number one contender for every title ever. And it's just, it's going to be, the whole show is introducing one person. Not going to do it all anymore.
All right. Calm down, AJ, and just keep going with the show.
No, I'm just saying. So, congratulations, BBK, on being the number one contender for the United States Championship. In all honesty, I've seen him in matches. He has beaten my brother Massacre. So in that match, I am 100% behind La Familia's own Big Beard Kenny in becoming the United States Champion. Now, speaking of the United States Champion, I believe we have the Titan of Time, Kronos, on the line.
Good evening,
WWE today. Yes, Kronos, we have you this week. We do apologize for last week trying to get you on, and things just got out of whack, and it ended up technical difficulties and things ended up not going the right way. We apologize for that, but we are glad to have you on the show tonight.
Well,
yes,
thank
Kronos,
you for
Nightmare Jones' fault. Just throwing that out there.
So we're trying to find out Kronos versus Nightmare again. I mean, we can always do that. I mean, he does have a title that I do want back around my waist. Let me go ahead and make sure I stay on topic, though. Tonight I did lose, but I did not die, I should say. It was a roll-up pin by Mr. Big Beard Kenny. Got me 1, 2, 3 in the middle of the ring. I must say, tonight he had the upper hand. But this Sunday night, it's going to be a different story. I want the best from you, Big Beard. I don't want the same old, I'm going to sit here, put this hat on, talk to you all like this, and then, you know, get off the promo. I want a little bit more from you. Since you did beat Jokers Wild and Titans of Time representing La Familia, I think we should get the best out of you. And that's all I feel.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree with that anymore. I think that makes total sense.
I'd have to agree, too, man. Always been a big fan of you, Kronos. Triple champion.
one of the few triple champions we've ever had in this chapter, man. And you have went down the road with Big Bear Kenny before, man. But I don't think have you ever faced him since he's been a part of La Familia? Do you think that this Big Bear Kenny is going to give you a better challenge, a bigger challenge, you know, with this new attitude, you know, coming down and going down to the wire at Payback on Sunday?
Well, affiliations with factions or not, I always give the competitor the role to just do. Big Bear Kenny is always going to be a tough competitor, no matter how we put it, who he's with, how he is. I mean, when he's with the Redneck faction or Redneck R.0, I want to say that, or 2.0. Yeah, I think that's what it was. I think they changed the name 3 times. So even though when he was with them, he was a tough competitor. So I want to say he's going to be a tough competitor no matter how he is, whether he's with La Familia or whether he's just Big Bear Kenny. Kind of wish that he stayed on his own like he did before. But, hey, I understand. When times get tough and numbers start adding up, you join what you need to join to get where you need to go.
You know, I do agree with you that to a certain extent you do say when numbers add up, but let's admit, I mean, I don't want to try and be like, oh, it was this. But really, it was just one guy, my brother Master, being the a-hole he can be and blatantly running out and attacking him from behind where he felt he needed protection. I understand that. I understand you. Numbers help watching your back.
Right. You should know about your brother attacking you from behind.
I know. I completely understand. But I didn't join the Steampunk Collective or bring the Steampunk Collective together to watch my back on things like that. It was just something that happened. Now, no disrespect to BBK. He's great. He's awesome. But to say he felt he needed to join the faction because of that, I feel like, you know, I think maybe he joined the faction because he wanted to be a part of La Familia. And that's fine. That's great. That's what it should have been. Not saying one guy was attacking me, so I needed a group to watch my back. The whole collective didn't attack him. Only one man did.
Well, see, it's always the whole collective never did one thing. It was always one man did. One man did this from the collective. I need you guys to figure out something. If you all are going to have one person represent you, make sure they represent you well. So far, DeAndre Rain has represented you all. Mason Mechanic Murray has represented you all. Corbin Slater has represented you all. And all three of these men have represented in different ways. Arden Murphy represents you all in a different way. And so I don't understand what the collective is really trying to say, what the collective is really trying to be, what the collective really is. I mean, you all say you're not a faction. We get it. You're not a faction because you're not on one accord. Maybe if y'all do become a faction and do get on one accord, you could rival La Familia. I'm just saying, maybe.
Well, from my understanding, when I was in the Steampunk Collective, the whole thing with them is they didn't even want to rival La Familia. They just were like, hey, look, we want to be something. It actually, I know they didn't even really, the two guys who started it, my brother and Arden, didn't even want to be a tag team at first. They didn't want anything to do with something like that. It just kind of grew. But you know what? Let's not talk about them. They get on my nerves sometimes, too. I watch the promos. I see what's going on. And you know what? There are a lot of times I agree with everybody else. What are they? What are they doing? They say all this stuff, but who really knows what's going on? So we don't need to talk about them anymore.
As was said, man.
Can I go ahead and make this brief announcement?
Go ahead.
T with the Titan has been canceled for, I don't know, maybe a couple of days. I want to go ahead and make this announcement for the tag team tournament. There are some people that have not been let in the knowledge. So I want to go ahead and make sure that I have stated everyone that I've gone through so far. We have gotten the Moonshine Mother Truckers. Right. If they didn't know, they're in the tag team tournament.
Yep.
We have the Raging Rednecks. I'm sorry. Raging Rednecks, you're not in the tag team tournament. I'm sorry. Let me go ahead and get that off the thing. I do wonder, though, we've seen the presence of Mayhem and Richard Price. Are you all Rough Riders wanting to be a part of the tag team tournament?
You know, the Rough Riders do what we want, when we want, and only when we want to do it.
Well, seems like that means a no to me. Real simple, good note. All right, I'll take that and move on. So I want to go ahead and say that the Voodoo Nightmares are part of the tag team tournament. Why not give them a chance to get what they already had once before? So far we have the Moonshine Mother Truckers, Steampunks, Mechanical Maniacs, Voodoo's Nightmares, and Joker's Wild, and a couple more to be announced. Be on the lookout for T with the Titan later on this week.
That's awesome. Absolutely. Appreciate you, Cronus.
It turns it into me.
Good luck Sunday, brother. You got it. Wow.
Excellent.
Hey, we got a pretty damn full show, guys, tonight. But, hey, we want to keep in tradition, man. We got a couple singles we want to talk about. AJ, I know this is your this is your favorite part of the show, but it might have a little different sense on it this evening. But go ahead with the promo of the week, man.
Absolutely.
I thought AJ's favorite part of the show was when he heard his own voice in the speaker in his ear.
No.
That would be your favorite part. Yeah.
All right, Jimmy. Before we hit the music, let me state that we here at the FWWC do like to reach out and pay tribute to those who have put in a little bit that extra special time cutting a promo, and we like to reward them with promo of the week. Intern Timmy, hit that music.
Ladies and gentlemen, this week's promo goes to none other than, actually I got the email, it's not going to me this week, so my 6 week in a row promo of the week has been shut down. AJ announced promo of the week.
Yeah, it's not you. It didn't go through. It's actually there is, and like the general said, there is a little bit of I guess there's some pride in it, because you know I do understand where it comes from, but it's also one of a sore topic for me. But my brother Massacre, you could say he evolved a little bit on his own when me and him came into this industry together. He was referring to himself as the Fallen One Massacre, one who has fallen from grace and the mask and stuff like that. We've seen the mask evolve throughout his short time here. It's changed multiple times. He obviously recently ran without the mask. But something happened last week that no one was really expecting, I think. And I don't know what to call it. I guess he changed and he became the Paradox Massacre is what he's calling himself now. And he donned more of a, almost like a full body paint from head to the abs. The yellow. His face was painted as the mask. He had this hand symbol on his chest that used to be on his mask. I have to say it was a very well put together promo. He showed the evolution of his mask in it. But yeah, I do have to say, Massacre, I applaud you on promo of the week. It was a great job, very well put together. And I hope to see more of that quality in his work. And also congratulations on winning the UXT title. It was good to see it around his waist, actually, for the first time. I did notice he actually got it and he was wearing it, so that's a positive.
Well, my thing is this. I wasn't going to tell him no, so, yeah, that shit scared me to death. Promo of the week, Massacre. Congratulations.
See, and all the time, I thought he was the fallen one because he fell out of the ugly tree. But I hope Massacre doesn't contradict himself any further than he already has.
Yeah, I, you know what, I guess I can see where you're coming from that. That's why he was wearing the mask, Paul would beat himself up, whatever. But I guess I can't talk too much about his looks because he is my identical twin. So,
and that's where you're the goofy one, AJ.
Yeah. fight. I do have to say, though, it's good to see the change, you know, to see that change coming out and seeing it hit the page and definitely watching the evolution and, you know, seeing him put himself out there more. It's always nice.
But you know what else is nice? And you're correct. Seeing people is always nice. I saw tons. Like, I have tons of fans over in Europe. Did you know that, AJ? I bet you already did. But especially when I was over in Greece, Italy, France, Sweden, they love me over there. They love when I come and they can see me. But somebody who I haven't really seen in a while, and I know he was on a spiritual quest for a while, but since he's got back from his spiritual quest, I haven't seen much of the Voodoo Master since he's returned.
That
I miss you like crazy. I miss you like crazy. Ever since you went away, every hour, every day, I miss you like crazy.
So, this week's milk carton moment goes to the Voodoo Master, the former Intercontinental Champion, the former Tag Team Champion. AJ, your feelings on this?
I get where you're coming from. Being the one of the longest reigning Intercontinental Champions, being a former Tag Team Champion, being a legend that he is, he dropped a few promos going into WrestleMania, but then after that, he has disappeared since he's lost his tag team titles and his IC title. We haven't seen much of the Voodoo Master. So I would have to agree. It's a good call on that one. There's some where I feel they might be questionable, but you know what? It's been a while since we've seen them. I agree with you.
Dwan, do you have any thoughts?
I've been knowing the Voodoo Master for a long time, guys. Actually got to hang out with him a little bit at Universal Mania 3. To be honest with you guys, the Voodoo Master, truth be told, doesn't really have to prove himself to anybody. He's the longest reigning, the greatest Intercontinental Champion this group has ever seen. So even if he's not here, trust and believe, his presence is always felt. You better believe he's listening tonight, whether we know it or not. And I'm pretty damn sure he's going to have something to say about it in this upcoming week in the FWC.
Well, I hope he does.
Me too. I hope we see him. And, ladies and gentlemen, we also need to point out the milk carton moment of the week is not anything to disrespect somebody. It's just simply to point out that, yes, you don't need to prove yourself by cutting promos, but it's something where in a situation where activity is king, activity needs to be seen. But
that is agreed 100%.
What was that?
I said, and I am seen all the time.
That is true. That is true. Just because you love
me. And heard very loudly.
Yes. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we have something very big coming up this Sunday, actually. We have the Payback pay-per-view. And we have a couple matches, some really big matches going on during that pay-per-view.
Yeah, to my understanding, he's going to love to hear this. Arden Murphy, our current Intercontinental Champion, will be defending against one Richard Priest for said title. And if I'm not mistaken, I could say all these good things and awesome things about Arden Murphy, but I believe he's been waiting on the line for a long while. And oh, what I love to hear what Richard Priest has to say to Arden Murphy that he hasn't already said 10 times in the past week on the FWC chapter Facebook. So Arden Murphy, can we get him on the line?
I can't wait to hear this either. It's always amazing to hear these two go back and forth.
Well, hello there, FWC tonight. How are you feeling?
I'm freaking great, man. How about you put this guy in his place? Let's cut to the chase. Arden Murphy,
absolutely.
You're defending your card for the first time defending your championship against Richard Priest.
And I'm going to go ahead and back away. I'm going to stand down. Say what you got to say against Rashard Priest. This guy been talking junk on you all flipping week, cutting promos on you all flipping week. Now is your time to say what you got to say before you guys get to the payback. Arden Murphy, take the floor, man. It's all yours.
You know, I feel like the upcoming pay-per-view is a very, very appropriate theme. Payback. That's right. Arden Murphy's going to get a little payback on the man who is constantly pulling the worst sort of underhanded shite that, well, would make some of you out there blush just a little bit. Now,
well,
Rashard Priest.
DeAndre Rain, Arden. I mean, DeAndre Rain pulls a lot of underhand stuff. I don't know why you guys let him in the collective.
Well, granted, and as much as DeAndre probably wants to hear his own name, he's not a part to this. You hit people from behind. DeAndre Rain, as much bullshit as he tends to pull, at least he hits people to the face. He comes straight at them. If he's going to get himself disqualified, you're going to know it. You. And then you have the absolute gall to spit in a man's face. Now, I can take all sorts of trash talk. I hear it on a constant basis, especially when you're the Intercontinental Champion, because everyone wants a piece of you. Everyone wants a piece of such a prestigious title, not to mention they want to be able to cash that in and go after the Universe Heavyweight Championship.
Well, here's the thing.
Rashard Priest, when you spit... I'm sorry, what was that?
That is a prestigious title that you do have, sir, and it belongs around the waist of a man with some class, some dignity, and respect among people all around the world, sir. I get that you're the favorite person from your little potato-eating island you come from. But come Sunday, sir, 6 days from now, that title is mine.
But hold on.
It's
you
share
say
about
it
that.
Belongs around the waist of someone with dignity and respect from people, and you call yourself the gentleman, but this isn't the first time you spit in his face. It's the second. This is twice now you've done it.
He has some dirt. I was trying to wipe it off
on. If I have dirt on my face, it's because I work hard for every single thing that I do here. I work my arse off. And what do, Rashard? You run around padding pockets. You pay people off. You hit people from behind. If I'm going to kick your arse, I'm just going to go up and freaking do it. I don't need a sneak attack. And that's the thing that saddens me the most, Rashard. As much as we hate each other, as much as we love each other, I know that you're a very talented man. And I hate to see that go to waste when you pull underhanded tricks like that. Now, I know what's coming, Rashard. I've seen that other side of you. I know what's coming this Sunday. And you can strap on your cowboy boots. You can bring your rope, your stupid friggin' rope. You can put on your cowboy hat, but I don't care how many trips you've taken to the mountains with your other fellas, there's not a damn thing you can do to take away my Intercontinental Championship. And I'll tell you this, raise the stakes a little bit here. It's being an Intercontinental Championship match. You can't have a first title defense for the IC without a ladder match. And I think that would be the perfect way to settle this.
Ooh.
All right, fine. Arden, you want to bring a ladder into this? Fine. You're on. Sunday, April 30th, ladder match for the IC title. I accept, sir.
That's what I'm talking about.
And wow. I hope you're not afraid of heights.
Afraid of heights. Boy, you have no idea. I am going to destroy you. And after I've crushed you and your spirit, Rashard, after I've done all of these things to you, and you have to have the stretchers come in and take you out, I am going to take this most prestigious title that I would absolutely love to hang on to. But I'm going to take it, I'm going to trade it in, and I am going to take down the beardless dwarf known as the Jones. And I will be your new Universe Heavyweight Champion. Suck on that.
I thought they called beardless elves leprechauns.
I guess Arden speaking.
Did Arden hang up?
I did not hang up. I'm right here.
Nope, he's still there.
Well, you know what, Arden? You know what, Richard? It's always breaking news on the FWC tonight, and I'm telling you, this is going to be a very, very awesome match. Arden, we want to thank you for coming on the show. It was incredible. Best of luck to you.
No problem. I'll tell you this, though. There is a reason we are the main event, because this thing here between Richard and I have a feeling even after Sunday, it's not going to be over. Two fellas like us? Nah, we're destined to fight forever. And with that, you have yourselves a good night.
Yes,
you
sir.
Too,
Arden. Yes,
you have a great night. Is he gone? Yeah.
I think he is gone.
I think he's gone now.
Good, because come this Sunday, I'm going to take that ladder, shove it up his arse, and pull it right out of his pot of gold.
All right. Now you want to talk big as soon as you get off the line. Anyway, moving on. Going on to Payback. We were just talking about Massacre, but I'm not sure how it's structured. I believe Massacre is defending his UST title against one of these guys. It could be possibly Ghost, possibly Corbin Slater, possibly Vincent Knight. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, we should have Corbin Slater on the line. Corbin Slater, if he's there, he wants to talk about his possibility of having a match for the UST Championship this Sunday at Payback. Is Corbin there? Is he on the line?
Well, of course I'm here. And I want to say something right off the bat. Just right now, get it out of the way. Shut your mouth, Richard Priest. This is between me, the admin, and AJ. I don't want to hear you the rest of this interview.
Hey, my name is part of the show, too. Thank you very much,
Corbin.
Yeah, and
I'm tired of you buttoning on everybody else's interview, okay? So how about you let people actually talk instead of hearing your damn self talk every night on the frickin' show, okay?
Fine, I'll shut up.
Let me go ahead. Let me start this off by saying, Corbin, we've obviously seen a slight attitude change with you since the loss of the Warrior's Heart champion. You've kind of gotten a little off the deep end. Would you like to explain, like, what's going on with that?
Well, I've already kind of explained myself, if you've been watching. You know, had everything, fell to the bottom, fans gave up on me, turned their back on me, so guess what? They want a reason to boo me, they want a reason to not cheer me, I'm giving them a damn reason.
Well, yeah, they always boo the losers.
I see that you have another question for me, AJ, I would assume.
Yeah, I do. I understand you want to stay away from what Richard Priest is saying. So if he comments, I'll try and redirect and keep this going. So you are supposed to be having a match coming up against Ghost. And the winner of that match, now after Heel Deal has lost to Vincent Knight, the winner of that match is supposed to be going on to face Vincent Knight. I guess, or we'll figure something out because I'm trying to figure out, we really only have tomorrow night before Payback. So I guess we got to figure out how this is going to go on with the three of you guys going for the number one contendership. Would this be something maybe the BOD could set it up tomorrow night, a triple threat match for the number one contendership? Would you be open for that? Or, I mean, I'm pitching it out. I'm not saying that's what's happening. It's just, we need to figure out who the number one contender is.
I mean, if the BOD wants to put me in a triple threat match, that's fine. It's Ghost, it's Vincent Knight's freaking funeral. That's what I'm telling you, because Mass is who I want my damn hands on. I don't care if I have to beat anybody else to get there. I will get there.
But, Corbin, you have not yet beat Vincent Knight. Does that play a factor if there is a triple threat match?
Well, of course it plays a factor. But you know who's not going to be a factor? And that's Ghost. The man comes in thinking he's owed a title shot. Automatically comes in a member of La Familia. Oh, you're earned, or you owed everything, right? Well, he's damn wrong. Hasn't won a match yet. That's certainly not going to change tomorrow night, triple threat or one-on-one. It doesn't matter.
I do see where you're going there. You're saying, like, you know, he came in, he just hasn't won a match, and he is now got possibly a number one contender for the UFC title. But, I mean, you know, everybody is obviously, you know, entitled to go for those matches. So, I mean, if he stays active and he's staying out there, I guess, you know, that's the main way to be open for these. So,
yeah, it's the main way to be open for them, but I want to say something, and I want to ask you guys this question. I'm going to ask you guys a question, if that's okay with you. So, have you seen Ghost in the last week and a half since his last match on Tuesday night on SmackDown?
I have not.
I think it's kind of impossible to see a ghost, but go for it.
Well, the guy that called himself the Ghost.
I personally haven't seen
it. The ghost seems about as elusive as Vincent Knight. I know I'm using big words,
Vincent
Corbin.
Knight.
If you need to, I can.
Well, Vincent Knight. I know the head admin put a little challenge out there. So the next time me and him face each other, whether it be tomorrow night, whether it be a payback, number one contendership match, I can guarantee you right now, I'm going to figure out who Vincent Knight is. That mask is coming off, and there's no one stopping me.
Well, all right. Corbin, you know, congratulations on your victory tonight. And, you know, we, again, look forward to everything you do in the future. And good luck on your quest to become the UFC champion.
Well, thank you, guys. I just want to say, Ghost, Vincent Knight, look at the heap of mess that they call Danny Lane after tonight's match. Because that's what you have to look forward to tomorrow night or at Payback. Because you're all going to be caught in a freaking moss.
Wow.
Well,
all right. Richard, what were you going to say?
I was going to say thank you, Corbin Slater, and I don't think he's been quite right since that night I threw him through that steel cage.
Yeah, I think a little bit has changed since then. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, we got to move on from here. You know, I don't see why this is happening. I don't see why this is what's being sent across my table right now. In a way, I guess I should have seen it coming. I'm pretty sure there's been an exchange of money or something like that. But, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know, we've had a lot of callers call in, and we haven't had our special guest call in. And that's quite simply because our special guest doesn't need to call in, because apparently somehow strings have been pulled and our special guest is sitting right next to me. Ladies and gentlemen,
in my contract,
Richard Preece.
What?
Thank you.
AJ. I'll be back.
AJ Dewan, thank you so much for having me on the show this evening. I really appreciate you guys reaching out to me and asking me to come on to be your guys' special guest.
You're on the show every week. We didn't have to reach out for you. You're sitting there every week.
Hey, AJ, I will be asking the questions tonight to our special guest myself, so that way all the questions are unbiased and fair.
Okay, I'm back from the bathroom. I got to hear this.
So, Richard, you have a huge match coming up this Sunday against Artie Murphy, which we all know is correct. Richard, how do you feel about your match this Sunday?
Well, simply put, sir,
it's going to be a cakewalk. I will go in, I will dominate, and I will walk out a doubles champion as your IC champion and your greatest Legends champion ever. Now, Restart, being a co-host of the FWWC tonight, out of your two other co-hosts that you work with, who is your favorite? Well, I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings, but I will say it isn't the one you think it is. AJ, do you have any questions for our current guest?
Let's see. The only question I would actually have for Richard is quite simply, now, here and tonight, it hasn't been made official because we obviously need to wait for the BOD to say anything about it. But how do you feel about now your match becoming a ladder match? Obviously, it adds a whole new dynamic to a title match because it's no longer about literally pinning the man. You have to beat the man almost into submission to climb the ladder and pull the title down. If that is what the BOD makes happen, how do you feel about that?
I feel bad for Arden, AJ. I feel really bad for Arden because I will beat him so ugly with the ladder, they will think that you, Massacre, and Arden are triplets.
Well, okay. I didn't think I'd be tail end of that joke, but okay.
Okay, I'm kind of confused. I don't know who I'm am I talking to the interviewer? Are we talking to the third part? Oh, Rashard Priest, head admin. But you know who I – how the hell does this work? He knows who I am. Oh, boy. All right. Rashard Priest, first of all,
don't have yourself
this is
one.
Ridiculous. This is ridiculous for you to be the special guest because technically the special guest is supposed to be someone who we bring on the show from the FWC, which, by the way, we haven't paid our bills yet. Please let us pay our bills. This FWC Tonight Show is sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast with Jerome Renee that comes on every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Tune in to WrestleTalkPodcast.com for all the updates and the news. But getting back to this, I don't know, Rashard Priest, what's your favorite soda? See, I'm going to ask you a bunch of dumb questions that doesn't enlighten you this whole conversation. What's your favorite soda?
And the reason you're asking the dumb questions, Dewan, is because you are the leader of the uneducated masses. But I will humor you, sir, and I will say Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Oh, boy. This is crazy. AJ, what are we doing?
I will tell you, my favorite baseball team is the Cardinals. My favorite hockey team is the Blues. And actually, gentlemen, it is actually time for me to head out. Thank you very much for having me. Dewan, Richard, AJ, I will see you guys around. And thank you. And remember, you are always welcome.
But he's... AJ, is this like... Okay, this has to be what? Show number... Is this show number 10, right?
I think 10? So. I think it is show number 10. It's...
Okay, that had to be...
Yes, because last week was number 9, gentlemen.
Wait, well, what the hell are you doing back? I thought you was late.
Our guest was leaving. I have to stay here and run this show because without me, you guys would stay quicker than I did.
But you are part of the show. Hey.
I mean, yeah, what are you saying?
Remember,
what the heck is this?
Hello?
Richard Priest, you have been ducking me, and I'm sick and tired of it. I want a match with you tomorrow night.
Massacre is here.
Why did you tell me Massacre was coming on? You know what, AJ? Shut your mouth. Richard Priest, tomorrow night, me and you.
Well, hey, I'm sorry, Mass. Our guest, Richard Priest, has left for the night. He can't answer any more questions, but I think if you head up his assistant, you could probably get something out of him.
Get hold of his assistant. You know what? I should have figured you would duck me, just like you duck anybody who comes to challenge you. If it's not on your terms, it doesn't happen. Whatever. AJ, don't worry. You don't need to hide anymore. I'm leaving. But remember, Richard, I am here, and I'm coming for you. And if I get called up to the main roster, I'm coming for your Legends title.
Well, Master, you probably need to watch your back for either Corbin Slater, Ghost, or that Vincent Knight character. Master, are you there? And by the way, even if I would wrestle you tomorrow night, I would whip you worse than what I'm going to do to Arden come this Sunday.
Why didn't you tell me he was calling in?
I didn't know he was coming in, AJ. Ask DeJuan. DeJuan's the one that sets up all these people.
Hey, don't blame it on me. You're not even supposed to be on the show. You just left.
You know what, Injured Timmy? I blame Injured Timmy for this. And you know what? If this is going to continue happening, and Injured Timmy's going to let Master come on without letting me know, you know what? Or Master feels he can do like Nightmare Jones can do, you know what? Maybe I'm going to stop hiding from him, and maybe me and my brother are going to start having an issue with each other. So you know what? Start setting stuff up, Master. Or start answering to me. I'm done. I'm done hiding from him. It's done. You know what, BOD? If there can be something that happens in the future, I want my brother Massacre in the match. So I hope you're listening, BOD, Night Owl. As a special advisor, I want to try and set something up that payback the next pay-per-view, a pay-per-view down the road, AJ Atticus versus Massacre, because I'm sick of his attitude lately.
AJ grows a set on FWEC tonight. I love it.
Wow. Okay. I'm not sure where we're going to go from here, except we have to get ready to close the show after we make a few announcements. Again, tune in this Sunday to the FWEC chapter. Payback pay-per-view. There will be a final card before the end of this week. WWE Payback does come on the WWE Network this Sunday. Make sure you tune into that. Again, we'd like to thank our sponsors, WrestleTalk Podcast with Joel and Renee. I would like to thank, unknowingly, Mr. Richard Feast for coming on the show and being a special guest and co-hosting the show.
And you're welcome, DeJuan. It is all my pleasure to do this for you, sir.
Yeah.
How is...
Oh, yeah. We have Michael Elgin on the show. Michael Elgin will be on the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe Renee this Wednesday. Just got a special note about that.
Would that be the unbreakable Michael Elgin?
That is correct. Come on, Sam.
Richard Priest, do you have any final thoughts?
A rose is a rose until it's no longer a rose.
That makes about as much sense as you being a special guest. AJ, what you got?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I like to end things. Not always necessarily, it doesn't have to be positive, but sometimes just a better thought than what Richard Priest has. And mine is simply, you know, we all tend to have things going through our lives. I personally had a rough patch not too long ago with some rough stuff going on in my life, some personal, very personal stuff. And I don't know if the people that I had personal stuff going on listen to this, and if they do, I hope it comes across to them, and I want them to know that some days the memories still knock the wind out of me, because some people are very special in your life, and no matter what happens, you will always cherish the time you had. So that's all I have to say. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of me, FWWC, general...
AJ, I hate to cut you off.
Fine.
But there's one last thing that needs to be said that everybody needs to pay attention to right now. If you're listening, if you still are listening. I know we got a bunch of callers on the line. I know we got a bunch of people that wants to call in and listen to the show. But tonight, I need to say something. Something that has been brewing for the past couple weeks that needs to be addressed. For starters, ladies and gentlemen, I am DeJuan Mills. I am the admin, the creator of this awesome place, this awesome chapter, the FWWC, Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide chapter. Oddly enough, this year will be 6 years that we've been in business. I've seen all-time highs in this chapter. I've seen all-time lows in this chapter. I myself used to compete in this chapter. Many people might not remember. I was the CEO, the ruler, the author, the asshole, if you will. And I made a promise to myself that I would retire that person, that I would never go back to that person, that I would never that guy see the light of day ever again. But for some reason, rather than the other, for the past week, I've been watching the chapter. And there's been something that's been going on that has been catching not only my attention as the admin, but also the CEO's attention. Even though that guy's retired, he'll never be back. Trust me, I'm watching. We're all watching. I'm not sure what's on his mind. I'm not sure what he's thinking. But El Mata, if you think for 1 second that you're going to make some triumph return, that you're going to come back and make your presence felt here in the FWWC today, you need to know something. No matter what goes on in this group, no matter what goes on this chapter, I will always be the one in charge. I will always be the one that will call the shots. Whether you call me the CEO, whether you call me DeJuan Mills, whatever you want to call me. You have my respect forever. I will always honor the things that we've done in the past. Our matches at Universe Mania 1 and 2. But again, I made a promise that that guy would never see the light of day. But you need to know something. I'm watching, I'm seeing, and I'm listening to every single last thing that's going on and every single last post that you call yourself posting. El Mata, I can't say nor can I promise that that guy won't return. If you make a return, that this is one thing you need to know. You don't want to piss off the admin, and you sure as hell don't want to piss off the CEO. So, Mata, I would tread very lightly on what I'm saying, on what you're saying. I would tread very lightly on what I'm doing. Yeah, I'm still kind of sore about that God of the Universe title, Master of the Universe title. That belongs to the CEO. Now it's the Servant of the Universe title. Oh, yeah, I haven't got a damn thing. But you guys, you know something here in the chapter. The admin will always be fair. The admin will always call down the line. And the admin will always make sure that he keeps a smile on his face. But you better damn sure make well that you don't piss me off. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm DeJuan Mills, and this was the FWC Tonight. Good night.